Hello everyone! 皆さんこんにちは。いかがお過ごしでしょうか。どうも石井てるみです。外資系裏技英語、今週も新しいエピソードをお届けしてまいります。お相手は私石井てるみと
BJ Fox。 Hello everyone! This is BJ Fox again.
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 知ってるよ。
Yeah. How are you, tell me?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, good.
ちょっと今迷いがあったけども。
No,
what's going on?
Nothing. No, everything's going really well at the moment.
And like,
I feel like the show's doing really well.
Our
SNS, social media, is growing.
SNS って言ったけど、social media is growing. Yeah.
I think one of the things I've discovered since starting this podcast is that amazing, like rich and friendly, what would you call it? 英語学習 community, English learning community in Japan.You know, both offline, but also online on social media.
いや、本当、英語学習にすごい頑張ってらっしゃる方のこの SNS だったりですとか、なんかそういったコミュニティとかつながりとかってすごい強固ですし、皆さんお互いに教え合ったりしてて、すごく素敵ですよね。
And a couple of people have come to my comedy shows.
え、実際に BJ のコメディショーに来てくれた方もいるんだ。
Makes me really, really happy. Makes me...
大丈夫、ちゃんと受けた？
Yeah, well, the problem is, Terumi,
Yes.
is...My personality in real life and my personality on stage are very different.
あら、ステージの時の BJ Fox とステージじゃない、あの、personal life の時の BJ はちょっと人格が違うと。
Yeah, they're kind of the same, but kind of different. Like one person came, great show in Yokohama, and this nice guy, I might get his name wrong, I think it was Ryo, and he said, yeah,Wow, you're much more serious on the podcast.
Are you? あ、でもポッドキャストは確かに、まあ、ちょっとなんかレクチャーみたいなね。で、BJ は、yeah. まあ教えるみたいな立場だから、ちょっと serious かもしれないけど。
Whereas on stage, I'm like just shouting and sweating.
And... 確かに。もっとスポーツをしてるみたいだよね。Yeah. You're like an athlete.
Yeah.
なるほど。ちょっと違うという印象だったわけね。But, まあ、yeah. いろんなね。We have many faces.
Yeah, many faces.
そうだよね。
If you ever do come to one of my comedy shows, do make sure you come up and say hello at the end.
あ、なるほど。ね、もし BJ のコメディショーを見に行くことがあれば、ぜひ、ね、あの、ショーの最後に話しかけてほしいよね。
Definitely.
いや、私もたまにね、なんかお笑いライブに行ったよって後から言われて、Why didn't you say hi to me? みたいな。こう、知り合いが、まあ、なんかもう多分ね、何年も会ってない友達とかが見に来たけど、こう会いに来てくれずにそのまま見て帰るみたいなことがあって、それが寂しかったよ。
Yeah.
Yeah. So please come up and say hi to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if I'm shouting a lot on stage and I look very angry, I'm not actually very angry.
BJ がね、本当にね、ステージ降りた時もずっと怒ってるわけじゃないからね、大丈夫だよということで、ぜひ我々に会う、見かける機会があったらね、話しかけてほしいです。
The Twitter community is great too.
Twitter community ね、あの英語学習 English learning people の Twitter community すごいよね。
Yeah. And there's one lady who's been very supportive. Her name is Maya Bardaman.
Maya Bardaman さん、はい。
Yeah, definitely check her out at Maya underscore Tokyo.
そう、マヤ・バーダマンさんの Twitter アカウントではとても useful なフレーズをいっぱいシェアしてくださってます。アカウントが @MayaMAYA underbar Tokyo ですので、ツイッターでぜひチェックしてほしいですね。
Do you say underbar?
Underscore underbar っていうかな、
okay.
underscore っていうよね。
Yeah, I would say underbar would communicate effectively.
Underbar っていうかな私、
And you said she puts up very useful phrases. The phrases are specifically for 外資系 as well.
もう特に外資系企業なんかで使える今すぐ使えるフレーズをぎゅっとまとめてツイッターでシェアしてくださってるので、ぜひぜひ皆さんもチェックしてみてください。
So Maya Bardaman is an author and I came across her books 英語のお手本 and 英語の気配り and I really like them.
英語のお手本そして英語の気配りというタイトルの本の著者でもあります。
And what I liked about them was a bit like this podcast, her focus isNot just on language, but on true communication. Not just words, but you know, body language, attitude, those important things.
私たちのポッドキャストとね、まあ、同じと言ってはおこがましいかもしれないですけれども、まあ、本当の True Communication にフォーカスされていて、もうただの、まあ、なんか言葉、字面だけではなくて、ボディーランゲージとかそういったものも含めてのコミュニケーションの肝をシェアしてくださっています。
Yeah, so I got in contact. I tried to get her to come on as a guest.
おお、この外資系裏技英語に出演お願いしますと BJ お願いしてみた。そしたら
No, no, no.We did meet up and have a chat.
え、実際にお会いしたのね。
Yes, yeah, we met, we met.
残念ながらここには来ていただけなかったけれども。
But she did give me her new book.
What do you have in your hand?
I've got Maya Vardaman's new book. The English title is Business English 101. The Japanese title is, I will read this, 外資系1年目のための英語の教科書。
はい、今ね BJ 持ってますけれども、これは外資系でこれから働くよという若手には超ありがたい本なんじゃない？
It's full of great phrases,、mm-hmm. and you know we're always looking for new urawazas. So I thought I'd pick one of those up today and introduce it as something every one of our listeners should know.
はい、私たちは常に裏技を探してますけれども、今回はこのマヤさんの本から。え、いいの？そんなことして。Is it okay?
She doesn't own the language.
OK, そうかそうか。じゃあちょっと参考にさせていただきまして、今回はこのマヤさんの本から一つ裏技フレーズをピックアップしてご紹介していきたいと思います。さあ、BJ, what's the phrase?
Fake it till you make it. The book is excellent, by the way.Uh-huh. When I read it, it was almost like playing like 外資系裏技英語 bingo or 外資系裏技 stamp rally.
この本は素晴らしいですけれども、読んだら外資系裏技 bingo、外資系裏技英語ラリーのように。
Yeah, there's loads of our 裏技 in here already.
ああ、まあだから被る部分がいっぱいあったから、ああ、なるほど。
You know, she lists some.You know, great、abbreviations, acronyms that you need to know for working in a foreign company.、Mm-hmm. You know, I found playing devil's advocate.
Playing devil's advocate もあったし、省略語とかもね、知っとかな、知っとくと便利な省略語、アルファベット文字、アルファベット語、頭文字語っていうんだっけ？あの、そういったものも含まれております。
And of course, our first episode, which was, that's a great question.
That's a great question も当然入っておりました。
But what I did like,Especially in this phrase, it was page 266.、Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. Wow.
And honestly, Tenami,
what?
I think that could almost be my motto.
Oh, BJ のモットーでもある Fake it till you make it.
I think my mottos would either be Fake it till you make it or Just do it.
Oh.Fake it till you make it. か、もう just do it. ナイキですよ。
Yeah,
とにかくやれというのが BJ のモットーなわけね。まあまあまあ、はいはい。素晴らしいモットーですよ。
Yeah, just
はい。
The idea of just do it.
Just do it.
Don't look for excuses. Don't think about why you can't do it. Just give it a go and see what happens.
そうよね。もう言い訳しないで考えすぎない。とにかくやってみちゃえということで、just do it と、Fake it till you make it.、Yeah. Just fake it till you make it. Wow, just to do it. とほぼ同じ意味なのかしら。
I think it's very similar in its DNA.
DNA? どういうこと？
Like the kind of roots of the phrase are very similar.
なるほど。
But just do it sounds positive.、I do worry that sometimes when you hear the phrase fake it till you make it, it sounds negative.
フェイクって入ってるからね。
Yeah, but it's not for negative. It's a very positive phrase.
Yeah, so 誰かを騙すとかそういうことではないからね。
But yeah, I think in this case, rather than something like damasu or telling a lie, what faking it means here is to play a role, to play a part.
Fake it っていうのはだから、まあ、フェイクファーとかね、なんか偽物のファーみたいな感じでよく日本語でも出てくるけれども、その誰かを騙すとか嘘をつくってそういう意味ではなくて、もうどちらかというと、もうその役になって演じきる、もうその自分がその目標達成したと完全に想像して、そのように振る舞うって、そのような意味合いが強いですね。
Which is a very positive thing.
ポジティブでございます。
Yeah. And likewise, make it, in this case, it could mean, like, ものを作るをそれを作る to make something
何かを作るっていう意味だよね直訳すると make it
but in this case make it actually means be a success.
こちらでは make it は成功するということで出てきます。
And what I like about the way Maya brings up this phrase in terms of gaishike is that she raises the phrase for presentations.
このマヤさんの本の中ではプレゼンテーションで使えるフレーズとして出てきてます。
Yeah. So she's talking about how to give a good presentation and how important presenting is in a gaishike.
プレゼンテーションでもういかにプレゼンするかが大事かというところ、だから it's not a phrase that you use. It's a attitude.
Philosophy.
Yeah. そうだよね。だからすいません、このフレーズそのものを喋るのではなくて、プレゼンする時の心構え、どのように人前で振る舞うかっていう、そのフィロソフィーがまさに fake it till you make it.
Because often when you're giving a presentation, if you're not very confident in what you say, even if what you say is correct, it will not be...communicated effectively.
もし自信がないと言ってることが正しくてもそれがちゃんと伝わらないというか I have a very similar experience,
yeah.
BJ. I was at a consulting company. ね、私も外資系の企業にいましたけれども正しい、一生懸命調べたけれどもなかなか堂々とプレゼンできなかった時とかに、本当に自信がないことはもう最悪だと。So, looking like you're not confident is the worst thing in consulting company.
I can imagine.
そう、だから、まあ、もちろん正しくないことを言ってはいけないけど、it's, of course it's a wrong thing to deliver a false information.
Yeah.
もちろん間違ったことを言うのは良くないけれども、自信満々に間違ったことを言う方がまだ自信なさげに正しいことを言うよりマシだって言われた。
I would agree.If you're not 100% sure, say that thing with confidence, then go home or go back to the office, check, and if it's wrong, you can just send an email saying, oh, sorry,
yeah,
this is the actual, yeah.
それくらい自信がないことは悪に見える。たとえ正しいこと言ってても、even if you're saying the right thing, if you look not confident, if you, unconfident?
Non-confident.
Incompetent. Hey, stop, jump the...Even if you're saying the right thing, if you look unconfident, especially in front of the clients, that's the worst thing that could happen in consulting company. だから本当にちゃんと自信があるように振る舞いなさい。That's included in your job.
Yeah, it's part of your skill set.
Yeah, you have to act, you have to play the role.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to rely on that consultant who looks unconfident.
They pay you to be confident, so they get confident in what you're telling them.
その通りで、もう自信がある人に引っ張ってもらいたいし、その人たちにこうマインドチェンジもしてほしいのに、もうその人が自信なくてどうするって。だからもうそれも本当仕事のうちだということで、That's how important to be confident.
And also, like in terms of what we both do, which is perform comedy on stage.Confidence is so important, and believe me, it doesn't matter how good you are as a comedian, you're always nervous, but you don't want to show it on stage.
そうね、どんな芸人さんでも、もうどんなに芸歴が長くなった人でも、やっぱりステージの上っていうのは緊張するけれども、まあそれはステージ上では決して見せないようにしなければいけませんよね。
I run a workshop, an introduction to stand-up comedy workshop.Where people want to try stand-up comedy in English, maybe write their first 5 minutes. What do you think most people's first line is, Terumi?
BJ はスタンダップコメディのワークショップも行っているわけだけれども、まあ、初めてやる人がネタを書くとき、最初の言葉は、okay, this is my first time. I'm kind of nervous.
It's true. Everyone writes that.
いや、書きたくなる。
Yeah.
I feel like I want to say that. It kind of soothes me. Like, it kind of lower the...
Expectations.
そう、バーを下げてくれるから、ハードル下げてくれるから。
But I always make them delete it. Because...
消すの、BJ が。ピシッと。You don't need this! No!
Just be confident. Because even if you think it helps, in the end, it doesn't. What I say is go on stage, speak at a volume...Maybe not for you because you're loud already, but speak at a volume at 110%.
大きい声で喋るようにっていうことも教えるんだ。
And then your body language will follow.
ああ、大きい声を出してれば体が自然とついてくるから。 そうでもねすごいわかるその今緊張しててって言いたくなる気持ちはわかるんだけども It doesn't help you
No
At all もうね自分は少し安心するかもしれないけど見てる側からしたら In the end it doesn't なんかもう本当に意味がないし、mm. ちょっと不利になるぐらいだから、yeah. 言わなければいいだけだから
So you know when you're doing presentations maybe one of your first presentations in a company or you're doing an important presentation、mm-hmm. in front of the CEO you know just actconfident, which is hard,
yeah.
and you have to practice.
Yeah. だからどんなプレゼン、まあもしかしたら偉い人の前でプレゼンしなきゃいけない時でも、もう開き直って、mm. pretend, act.
Yeah.
ね、自信あるように、もう堂々ともうプレゼンをしてデリバーするしかないよね。
Mm. Yeah. Honestly, nervousness cannot be helped. People naturally get nervous. Mm. So please practice as often as possible. If you have the opportunity, take it with confidence.
プレゼンっていうのは誰しもが緊張するけれども、もうそれは仕方ないから、もうできるだけ練習をして、まあ結局、ね、practice is everything, I think.
Just before we go on to a couple of examples, you know, having worked for 10 plus years, mainly in Gaishike, I've had some good bosses, some great bosses, and some terrible managers too. And believe me, everyone is faking it to a degree.
なるほど。BJ は外資系の会社でね、10年以上働いていて、いろいろないい上司、偉大なる上司、そしてひどいのにも会いましたが、まあ、誰しもがある程度は、まあ、その役割を演じてるよね。They are playing their roles. Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay, let's take a little listen to this fake it till you make it philosophy concept in action.First, we'll listen to a phone call where BJ is not using the fake it till you make it philosophy.
BJ, we need someone to present the Japan marketing plan to the CEO when he visits Asia next month. Do you think you could do it?
Me? Yeah. Okay, I guess. How many people in the room and...How long?
All the country heads, 3 or 4 people from global, so that's 12, 15 in total. Take about 15 minutes.
Okay. I've never presented in front of so many people, but I can try.
Are you sure? I could ask Yanagisawa-san.
No. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Okay. I'll email you the details soon.
Fake it to make it philosophy 使えてなかったね。
Tell me, so what did you think?
まあどうせやるんだったら最初からなんか自信のないのを見せずにもうやりますって言っちゃってよかったんじゃない You could say that you're gonna do it.
If he's gonna do, like you said, if the result was the same, it's gonna be the same anyway.
Yeah, you're gonna do it anyway.
Yeah, he might as well have just said it with confidence.
Yeah.
Because this time it wasn't a presentation. His audience was just one person.Ruben. Yeah, and I think Ruben probably left that phone call wondering, oh, maybe I haven't asked the right person.
Yeah, そうよ。相手にね、Ruben は誰だこの場合は。Ruben ボスもね、ちょっと不安な気持ちにさせてしまったかもしれないけども。
Okay, so now let's listen to BJ faking it until he makes it.
BJ, we need someone to present the Japan marketing plan to the CEO when he visits Asia next month. Do you think you could do it?
Me? Yeah, sure. Happy to. I can certainly give it a go. How many people in the room and how long?
All the country heads, 3 or 4 people from global, so that's 12, 15 in total. Take about 15 minutes.
Great, that sounds good. Thanks for the opportunity.
Ah, thank you. I knew you're the right person for the job.
やばい準備しなきゃ
BJ, you are a great actor.
Thank you very much. But like in the end, exactly the same result.
そうなのよ。どうせプレゼンするんだから。ね、同じ結果。
And you can tell BJ isn't 100% confident. Like he still asks the same questions. How many people in the room? How long? But the way he asked it was in a positive manner that gave, you know, Ruben a lot of confidence in him.
うんうん、まあ、何人部屋にいるのかとかプレゼンの長さはどれくらいなのかっていうことは結局ルーベンに聞いているから、まあ自信がのねありなしっていうのは別に変わらないんだけれども、もうルーベンから聞いた印象はこれで全然違うもんね。
Did you notice what phrases BJ used when he was first asked to do the presentation?
Me? え、僕?
Well, yeah, actually first time, his first reaction both times was, oh, me?
そうね、両方ね、ん?お?僕っていうリアクションでしたけども、うん、その次 immediately you answered yes sure happy to
happy to
I can certainly give it a go、まあ、頑張るよやってみますよってことよね、yeah.
Okay. Well, the first time he said oh me I guess which is a very non-committal
okay I guess、うん、みたいな感じだったよね、yeah. ちょっと自信のなさがもうそこでもろに出ちゃってるけれども、 this time you said yes sure
sure happy to I can certainly give it a go
めちゃくちゃ自信にあふれてるやん。
But also when you say I will certainly give it a go, you're actually recognizing the fact you've never done it before.
やったことないけれども、もうとにかくやってみますよっていうことを伝えてるよね。Yeah. うん、
And at the end, he, when he hung up the phone, you know, he recognized he had to do lots of preparation.
まあでもそうやってね、自分のことはストレッチしていかなきゃいけないからね。Yeah. 今無理でも、もうこれからやるんだって決めたら、あとはそれに向けて頑張るだけだからね。
So, you know, you can always prepare, you can always practice,、
mm-hmm.
and, you know, if you can bring that fake it till you make it attitude,、mm-hmm. both from the conversation on the phone and then into the presentation, I am confident that his presentation will be a success.、
うん、この最初にプレゼンを頼まれた時の電話もそうだし、実際にプレゼンをする時にもこの fake it till you make it attitude、mm-hmm. このフィロソフィーを徹底的に貫いていけば you're gonna upgrade
Yeah.
You're gonna, ね、どんどん成長していくので、もうそれはおじけずに、そうで決して別に必要以上に人に言うこともないので、mm. まあ結局その自信のなさを埋めるのは練習なので、練習して準備たくさんして、mm. Fake it till you make it、
right. Let's just take a moment to practice this attitude specifically when you're askedTo do something, what phrases you might want to use.
はい、じゃあ実際にちょっとね、自分ができるかわからない、自信が今ないことをお願いされたときに、とっさにこの fake it till you make it attitude が出てくるかを practice しましょう。
And just remember the phrases in the、good example were things like, yeah, sure, happy to, I can certainly give it a go.
Yeah, sure, happy to, I can certainly give it a go.
Okay, Terumi.
Nandai. Yes.
Producer Ruben、mm-hmm. is going on holiday to the Netherlands.
Ruben がオランダに行ってしまう。Wow, 大変だ。
So we need someone to edit the podcast.
え、いつもルーベンがこのポッドキャストね、きれいに編集してくれてるんだけど、ルーベンがいない。
Yeah, so tell me, next week, could you edit the podcast for us?
Me? Yes, sure.Happy to. I can certainly give it a go.
Lovely confidence there. よろしくね。
ちょっと不自然だったかな。
Yeah, maybe you're acting too much.
だって不安なんだもん。
Yeah.
だけど、I should have said like, oh, well, yeah, I can, but I'm not confident.、Mm. とは言っちゃダメだよね。
But you know, it's perfectly normal for your first reaction to be like, what, me?That's fine. That's a natural reaction, but it's how you recover from that. Yeah, sure.
最初の、え、私、me? ぐらいはいいけども、yeah. その後は、yeah, sure, happy to, と言って、リカバーをしていく。
Okay, another example. Terumi.
はい。
Next month,、
mm-hmm.
big show in Roppongi,、
yes.
50 tourists to Japan. We would like a Japanese comedian to do some jokes in English. Are you available?
Me? Yeah, sure. Happy to. I can certainly give it a go.
And then the phone goes down and you're like, oh my god, I'm going to have to prep.
やばい、50人の外国人観光客の前で私が英語でネタをやるのか、やっべ、絶対滑るじゃん。もうどうしよう。Okay, then I'll practice as hard as I can.
Exactly.
ってことだよね。
Yeah.So, obviously, don't commit to things you can't do, but if we're talking about things you're going to have to do anyway.
そうね、その本当に無理なものは無理で、yeah. なんか無理しなくて全然いいとは思うけれども、mm. いずれやらなきゃいけない。だから私のスタンドアップはいずれしなきゃいけないことだからね、yeah. BJ ね。そうなのよね。I'm postponing.
Postponing. Well,
postponing しちゃってるけど、まあ、いずれやらなきゃいけない、mm. 自分の成長のにを早めるものであれば、mm. もうちょっと大変でうーってナーバスになっちゃうかもしれないけども、yeah. 切り替えてメイケットできるっていうのを信じて演じていきましょう。フェイクイットしていきましょう。
You know, doing this episode, mm-hmm. Terumi, really makes me think we need to do an entire episode on presentations.
Ah, ne, present no episode mo yaritai desu ne, itsuka ne. Yeah.
I think there's like real skills. And I think the way of doing a presentation in Japanese or in a Japanese company versus a gaishike is very, very different.
あ、日本企業でやるプレゼント、外資系でやるのとではまた違う。
Oh, very different.
Very different. Very different. Wow, yeah. I want to learn that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, we say it so often on this podcast, attitude is so important.
Attitude, important ですね。Attitude, まあ態度とか訳されるけど、まあ姿勢ですね。はい、it's very important.
And confidence is part of that. And it's hard just to become confident. You can pretend, you can fake it, but with practice, it comes naturally as well.
いや、そうなんだよね。ただただ自信を持つように、なんか嘘をつくというか振る舞う。のではなくて、やっぱそれがナチュラルになってくるように、well, practice.
Practice.
ね。
And also, if you do fake it for long enough, it will become natural. You will become confident.
その fake it の部分、演じる部分を続けて努力していけば、それがナチュラルになる。もう自分がそこにふさわしい人間にそのうちなっていくんだよね。
I think almost this is quite similar.To our episode on stretch goals.
Ah, stretch goal にも確かにとても似ているね。Yeah.
Push yourself as far as you can.
Yeah.
You might not get to that point, but you'll still pull yourself up.
そこに行けるかわからないけれども、だけどストレッチゴールを設けることでそこにどんどん近づくことができる。
And obviously, fake it till you make it isn't something you say too often.But it's just something to keep in your mind.
なんかこれは言葉で言うというよりは、頭の中に留めておくべき考え方、哲学、フィロソフィーなのかな。
We'll just wrap up by saying one more thank you to all the support from Maya Vardaman for this podcast. If you're interested in her book, maybe the best thing to do is check her out on Twitter. Get more information from there at Maya_Tokyo. It's a really good account.
はい、マヤ・バードマンさん、このポッドキャストにご協力くださいまし、改めてどうもありがとうございます。マヤさんのツイッター、ぜひ皆さんフォローされてみてください。そして、外資系1年目のための英語の教科書もね、こちらの方もご興味ある方、まあ、ツイッターをね、フォローすればいろいろ情報出てると思うので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。
And while you're checking out her Twitter, make sure you also follow at Urowaza Eigo.
いや、本当それよ。マヤさんのツイッターもね、すごい素晴らしいアカウントで、もうフォロワーもたくさんいるんですけどもね、ぜひぜひ、at Urowaza Eigo もフォローしていただけたら嬉しいです。
Thank you very much. See you soon. Bye.
Bye bye. Thank you.
Terumi, we have some big news.
Big news があるって?
We have launched our very first set of Gaishike Urowaza Eigo line stamps.
Gaishike Urowaza Eigo line stamp がリリースされました。 Yeah!
Please search for us on the line stamp store. I don't know what it's called. And yeah, it's the perfect way to A, support the podcast.And two, not only use the Urowaza in your real life, but also on Messenger.
LINE のスタンプショップでぜひ外資系Urowaza Eigoと検索してスタンプをゲットしてみてください。リアルライフだけじゃなくて、LINE 上でも私たちが紹介したUrowazaフレーズを相手に送ることができちゃうよ。
And if you can't find them when you search, just go onto Twitter, follow us on Twitter, and it's linked to us there as well.
もしね、LINE のスタンプショップで見つけられないよという方は、Twitter の Urowaza Eigo アカウントに行っていただくと、リンク貼ってありますので、そこから見つけてみてください。
And if you like the show, tell a colleague.